The Army's Information Technology Agency, which handles most of DoD's day-to-day IT functions in the Pentagon and around the Washington area, thinks it can give users the same look, feel, and functionality they get right now with dedicated computers, but at a much lower cost and in a more secure environment. Over the next year, ITA plans to replace most of the Army's Pentagon-based PC workstations, both on its unclassified and secret networks, with zero-client interfaces. Most of the work that's now handled by dedicated hard drives and processors at each user's desk will be handed off to a centralized and virtualized desktop infrastructure. The computers will be replaced by much simpler devices with no real operating system or software, just a network connection, a keyboard and monitor, and a common access card reader. Dan Miller is the project manager for the Army's VDI effort.
Just think about managing 17,000 to 18,000 PCs out there in HQ, that's just in HQDA, on Nipper and Sipper. So you've got individual 18,000 individual desktop images that, guess what? Anyone know what an IAVM is? You know, all the patches. So all of that, instead of having to do that on individual instances out there, you only need to do it one time in the back for any updates, any patches. I don't think I need to emphasize how significant that is for operations and maintenance of maintaining the ITA systems out there.
The Army says it will migrate 80% of its Pentagon-based users to the VDI program, which the Army terms Desktop Platform as a Service, by the end of 2015. The remaining 20% probably won't make the jump in the short term because, for various reasons, their jobs still require dedicated PCs. Right now, ITA is testing its new VDI infrastructure with a pilot of 250 users, mostly within ITA's own offices, but also in the offices of the Army CIO and the Office of the Administrative Assistant to the Secretary of the Army. After it's deployed the virtual desktops to the Pentagon itself, it will spend 2016 expanding them to other Army users in the D.C. area, including its large user bases at Fort Belvoir and at the Mark Center in Alexandria, Virginia.
We're spinning this up rapidly, building out back-end enterprise servers, getting zero clients procured, installed, all of that. So pretty soon you will be seeing this. This will be replacing a PC on at least 80% of the folks in HQDA. And I think you'll be pleased. I use one every day. I know Mr. Garcia uses one every day, and very good for all of us, for the Army and DoD.
The Army has been looking at VDI as an option for several years, but it was prodded to move more quickly by the DoD's joint staff, which wanted ITA's help to move its own users in Hampton Roads, Virginia, and at the Pentagon to a virtualized environment as quickly as possible. Lieutenant General Mark Bowman, the Joint Staff CIO, has been pushing hard to get his organization out of the business of running IT systems, saying it's not their core competency. So the Joint Staff became ITA's first test community last year, says Tom Sisela, ITA's Chief Technology Officer.
Joint Staff approached us probably about a month into the planning stage of our pilot and asked us to press forward with a solution very rapidly to get them to full desktop, virtual desktop capability by the end of calendar year 13. And so that really, we changed our plans. We got a good partner in Joint Staff. General Bowman is an excellent customer. He's very demanding, but he also provided the senior top-level support necessary for us to get there. So we rapidly did a design. We did market surveys, market analysis, talked to a lot of different vendors to find out what the options were.
Because the Joint Staff was all in, the early stages of the project moved quickly, Sisela says. ITA began piloting the Joint Staff's virtual desktops in April of 2013 and started deploying them by that September.
So it was a very rapid sort of turnaround, faster than anything I've really seen anything in the Pentagon move, quite frankly. We went from not having anything at all to a full production deployment in less than 18 months, in large part because of the good senior leadership we got from the Joint Staff, as well as a kind of a firm commitment on behalf of the Pentagon.
The infrastructure ITA wound up building was flexible in nature because it needed to be joint to start with. Sisela says the virtual desktop environment can support multiple tenants with differing access to separate IT systems and varying classification levels.
It was one of the first, if not the first, true multi-tenant deployments that we've experienced in the Department of Defense. So that was a unique challenge for us to provide that separation of concerns and separation of duties across our different tenants. And we're working with not only the Department of Army headquarters, but the Marine Corps as well right now to see if they want to join.
The Army estimates it will save approximately $1 million per year on its electricity bill alone by replacing power-hungry desktop computers with zero clients. But the biggest payoff is likely going to be in the personnel arena.
The biggest cost we're actually seeing is in labor, not only in terms the amount of time it takes to patch, the amount of time it takes for us to manage our image or the handful of images. But even on the software deployment side, it was really astounding to me the number of people that we have out in the field who all they do all day is go to desktops and install software and fix configuration issues. Our mean time between failure on zero clients is significantly lower than it is on traditional desktops and laptops.
Sasela says during the pilot project, the Army showed it could use just 6 system administrators to manage a virtual desktop infrastructure compared to a staff of 20 to 30 that were needed to support the data centers its legacy desktop PCs relied on. In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio.com and 1500 AM.